The Michael Reid Show podcast. Tune in weekdays from 9 on LMFM. To contact us, email now, michael@lmfm.ie.
Friday morning, the 21st of July. Good morning. With much debate and discussion from now till 11 a.m, this is Michael Reid on LMFM.
Get out now! That's it! Out now!
Today we bring you covert recordings that show a very dark side to how Ireland is providing international protection.
Shut up!
You
disgusting individual. All of you are just over here on the take just to see what you can, just saving up all our Irish money so you can go back to your lovely country. Go back to your country.
At 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon, 18 Ukrainian refugees received a letter telling them they were being moved out of their residence in Drogheda today at 11 o'clock. In less than 2 hours, a bus will arrive to what has been their home for more than a year to take them to St Mary's in Drumcar. The house they've been living in is leased by Declan and Siobhan Furlong. Yesterday evening, I phoned Siobhan Furlong, hoping to find out why they told the residents to leave and why they only gave them 22 hours notice.
Hello.
Hello, Siobhan.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you? This is Michael Reid from LMFM Radio. I'm just calling you because I'd like to record something about the 18 Ukrainians living on the North Road. I believe they have to leave by tomorrow.
You have the wrong number. Sorry, I'm not prepared to speak to anybody.
But I don't have.
Call me again on this number.
I don't have the wrong number. I have the right number. That was Siobhan Furlong, despite her telling me that it wasn't her, and despite telling me to never call her again. Well, I did try.
You have reached the Vodafone voicemail service of 08. Please leave a message after the tone.
Siobhan, this is Michael Reid of LMFM Radio. You may want to talk to me because we have recordings of you going back to June when you sought payment from the refugees for the accommodation that the state is already paying you for, and the interaction, if it can be called that, when they asked you for a receipt for quite a sizable amount of money that you received from them. We're very concerned about that, and indeed the very short notice that you've given these people to up their belongings and leave the house that you've been renting to them. And we want to know why that is the case. Perhaps you could give us a call back at the radio station, please. Siobhan emailed me later saying she tried to call me back twice and that I had gone home. She suggested I call the department's press officers. I wrote back to her and offered her an interview this morning if she wanted to talk to us. So what else can we tell you this morning? Well, quite a bit, in fact. We know that last month, Siobhan and Declan Furlong, who manage the house, sought payment from the refugees to live in the house, and that is despite the government paying Siobhan and Declan for the accommodation that they're providing.
We were getting a rate last year, and your rate is now half that we get for you.
But we don't know what the rate was.
But that's not your concern. We have to get a contribution of everybody in the house every month. And the reality of it is, you can ring the department yourself. If you don't make the contribution, then you're just going to have to leave.
Declan Furlong telling Ukrainian refugees, pay up or get out.
We have a legitimate right to get a contribution. Every Ukrainian in the country has. So I don't know where you're getting in your information. It's wrong. Now, we have a letter from the Department of State that people...
But
don't
can you show us this letter?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to ring them.
But we don't know if the department or not.
You don't think I'm ringing the department?
No, I...
You think I'm trying to con you?
No.
Okay, well, everyone
just,
can leave then.
Just we were...
No, everyone leave.
Pay up or get out.
I'll tell you what you can do. You can all just pack your bikes and leave, because we don't have to have you there anymore. That's the only way. Okay? If you're not happy, I'm not doing it, because I have actually more important things to do. Go back to Kiev.
Keep in mind, the government is already paying the Furlongs for this accommodation, but Siobhan and Declan wanted more money on top of that from the refugees.
Anybody that doesn't want to pay it can get their bags and get out today. I don't care. Because I'm done after a year. Everybody has had a great time in Ireland. You have had to pay for absolutely nothing here. It's just, it sickens me now. It sickens me. Allah, I'm surprised at you. Really surprised. And I haven't got time. So nobody's paying anything today. Is that correct? If you want to get your stuff, you can start packing. By the end of the day, please.
Yeah, there was no messing about here. Siobhan and Declan Furlong were setting the rules. Pay up or get out.
Our rules are our rules, okay? If you don't like our rules, you leave. It's very simple. Do you know how many people are on the emergency accommodation?
Now, last month, 22 refugees were living in this house when all of a sudden the Furlongs demanded that they pay €140 per adult and €70 per child living there. The residents asked them for a receipt.
And the government have cut the rate that they were giving us drastically.
Can they just give you the letters that we have
and
to
pay? And they tell us to do what we want to do and do what we think is appropriate.
The refugees had sought advice about this from Louth County Council, and they say that the council told them to look for a receipt from the Furlongs.
We say you have to pay. If you don't want to pay our house rules, you can leave, Olive. I don't care. Okay?
But as you can hear, the Furlongs were in no mood to negotiate with the refugees.
I'm not listening to it because I have to go somewhere. Okay, so if nobody's paying today, they're out by the end of the day. That's it. There's the house rule for you now.
Pay up or get out.
How dare you question us, Allah? How dare you question us? I'm not listening to this shit. You paying, no? No pay.
No pay.
Okay. Bags, out. Now. You paying. Bags, out. You paying, no? Out you go,
let's
please.
Go.
Let's go. Everybody,
go.
Pay up, despite the government already paying the Furlongs to provide accommodation.
Hundreds of people, thousands of people waiting for beds. And we can get a much better rate if we're talking money now.
Don't speak to us.
Tell her to stop speaking to me.
Siobhan, why are you screaming?
I'm so disgusted with you.
Why was me? Why was
you're the spokesperson. You are the spokesperson.
Yes, and we are deciding it together. It's not only my decision.
But this is disgusting what you've done. This is disgusting.
So you think that I'm on the top of this conversation? No, we are together deciding.
Are you happy to pay €140, that a measly amount of money? Are you happy to pay that? No. You're not.
No.
Well, then you can go. I'm not listening to any. I have to go somewhere. So I need you all to pack and leave now, please. I need you all out. I have a council to have emergency people lying in street corners, lying in doorways and cardboard boxes that have nowhere to live. And all you guys have had this for a year. Money for nothing.
Siobhan and Declan Furlong were demanding money from Ukrainian refugees on top of the money that they were already getting paid from the government. The Ukrainians have, of course, been given international protection because of the war. Siobhan Furlong doesn't seem to think that the situation in Ukraine is actually that bad.
Not my.
Go back to your country that you're all holidaying in. It's actually not that bad. What?
Pay up or get out or we'll get you out.
And I'll call the guards now to get you out. Let's go. Out. Go and pack, please, now. Can you please start packing?
We paid you for 1st of June.
No, you get from the first day to the 30th. So today's the last day, so you have to be out by tonight because it's 1 month.
But really, it's a ridiculous situation, Shalom. We just want to clear the things.
You just want to pay nothing for everything and you want everything for nothing. That's basically what you want, Allah. Right?
But look, because we had the answer from Louth County Council. They told
they
us
don't
it's
know.
Not our decision.
They don't know.
Yeah, I suppose what would Louth County Council know? The Furlongs, on the other hand, will tell you what they can get from the council.
We can still get double the rate from the county council to put people in here. And that's what I'm going to do because I can't deal with this stress anymore. You people have takes. That's all you've done.
Now, I don't know about you, but I don't think I'd fancy the idea of actually being in Ukraine right now.
Like, you're literally holidaying in Ukraine. It's a scam. The whole thing is a scam.
Yeah, they know the numbers, so they'll expect them back in City West.
So you know how to get to City West, yeah?
But
Siobhan, obviously, clearly not buying any of this stuff about fleeing from war. She wanted to be paid.
This is your last day. So you have to be out by the end of this day.
Yes, but this day is paid. This day is paid. We have to pay tomorrow. Yes, for July.
It's July.
Yeah, so this day is paid.
Okay, so what are you proposing?
Maybe you can give us a letter why we don't leave this house. So
we don't have to keep you here because we're not in a contract with the department. We don't have to keep you here.
The Ukrainians, as you probably can imagine, were at a loss.
Why we have to leave this house, that's all.
Because we want to give this house to Irish people that are living on the streets, that's why.
It is hard to understand why Siobhan and Declan Furlong wanted to be paid on top of the money that they are already getting from the government.
Yeah, but we need a letter to go to CityWest because CityWest told us no, you don't.
Texans just rang them and told them that we can't. We haven't got this. We can't offer you this accommodation any longer. So you'll have to leave, and that's just that.
So the Ukrainians were shown the door.
This shit.
Why
you?
Now you're shouting? Do you know, I don't
because
understand.
Because I can't believe you are disgusting me.
Why disgusting you? Why are you disgusting? Why are you at all of this conversation?
Everybody
about these guys, these situations.
Everybody is disgusting.
Everybody
me. Get out now! That's it! Out! Now!
No food.
Right, well, I'll tell you what.
No,
I'll call the guards and ask the guards to get out.
You can call guards.
No,
how fucking dare you? We're blackmailing.
It looks like.
Mama.
Shut up! You disgusting individual. All of you are just over here on the take just to see what you can, just saving up all our Irish money so you can go back to your lovely country. Go back to your country. You're just over here on the take for as long as you can get away with it.
Keep in mind what you're listening to happened last month. The situation was resolved somewhat, but in about 90 minutes' time, at 11 o'clock, once again, the Ukrainian residents living in Drogheda have been told by Declan and Siobhan Furlong that they have to move out.
Okay, you have to leave now.
You have until they've paid up for today, because Olive quite rightly says they paid for a month, so they can get out. By the end of this day, everybody has to be out of this house.
Okay, I'll hang on here then and get everyone to leave. You take my car.
Everyone is to be out of this house by the... I don't know who you're ringing, Olive.
It's my decision.
I don't know who you're ringing. You're ringing all these stupid fucking Ukrainians that don't know anything. All your little clicky gangs. Oh, look what I have. Oh, look what I have. My house is nicer than yours. Oh, look what I have.
When we paid for you, did you give us some documents, official documents that we paid you? Did you give us it? Did you give us any receipt?
I offered a receipt to
no.
Did
no.
I offer a receipt to you?
Yes, we need it.
I offered receipts to every single person,
and nobody said.
I offered a receipt to every single person that gave me money that day.
Only cash. No, only cash.
Well, anyway, here's the...
See, liars.
Yeah.
Liars.
Well, you see, here's the thing.
I specifically said to you, do you want a receipt? And he said no. Why is he even here? Why is he not fighting for your country? Why is this perfectly capable of a man not fighting for his country?
He has rights. Don't worry. He has
rights. Oh my God. Why did I even let him come and stay here? Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Just get out, Ola. You make me sick. Out. 6 o'clock. Pack your bags. Out. You're paid up. And if I need to give anybody a refund, they'll get it. Okay? Your bus fare to City North or City West. That's what you'll get. Everybody out by 6 p.m. You can ring the man in the moon. I don't care who you ring. Everybody. This is not for you. This is for everybody. For the people that were too lazy to learn English. Tell them. They have to be out by 6 p.m., okay? And I will give them their bus fare to City West, okay? That's it. I have a life and I have my own children and I have other shit going on. I don't have to listen to this crap and look at the state that yous are leaving behind yous. How dare you all? You be quiet.
Siobhan, obviously not in listening mode. And Declan Furlong explained why. To the residents.
I'm very, very disappointed with everybody in this room to think that we have been dishonest after everything we have done for everybody.
Some people
including you, Lena. I'm very disappointed with you.
Especially you.
If you think I'm here playing games, spending my days cleaning rooms and painting walls.
And picking up and your friend's shit.
Yeah. Very disappointed, which is all.
€1,000 for your room. Well, you can pay us that before you leave. How does that sound?
It's not only for me, it's for every people.
That room was for you. Do you know what I said? Why did we not just leave you upstairs?
It's not paintings.
So that's out now. Everybody's trust is broken.
Please call Garda, Declan. It's not all right. Please call Garda. No, Siobhan, it's not okay that you did now.
Ну,
а не вызывать вам.
Давайте вызовем.
Well, as you can hear, people were very upset. As we came on air this morning, I got a statement from Siobhan Furlong. It's a very long statement. I'll just read part of it that relates to what you've been listening to. And it says, the dispute became heated and I felt very vulnerable. For my part, I deeply regret the way I handled this isolated situation, which is completely out of character and falls below the consistently high standards I hold myself to. This exchange was a low point in an otherwise excellent relationship with the residents, for which I am truly sorry, as it was never my intention to, I take it that means, in, or should say, intention to cause upset or anxiety, as I think highly of all of the residents. Okay. The residents are due to move out at 11 o'clock. A bus is to come to the North Road in Drogheda to take them to St Mary's in Drumcar. We'll be hearing from one of the residents shortly and we'll be getting reaction from local TDs a little bit later on in the programme.
Michael Reid on LMFM.